victory. Songs of joy and victory are sung in the camp of the godly. The strong right arm of the Lord has done glorious things. Open for me the gates where the righteous enter, and I will go in and thank the Lord. Yes. These gates lead to the presence of the Lord, and the godly enter there. I thank you for answering my prayer and giving me victory. Bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord.
Yes.
You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, I am so thankful to be in the house of the Lord, because he has given me victory over every test and every trial,
yes,
over every impossible situation in my life. I got thinking about this since last Sunday. I don't want to rush the Lord. I don't want to rush being in his presence and being in his house. We are rushed by so many things in life.
All right.
We are rushed when we get to the drive-thru. We are rushed when we get on the internet to see how fast we can get to the next web page. I don't want to rush God's presence and what God
thank
has
you,
for me right now in this hour. He has given me so much. I just want to give him some of my undivided attention and my time and my heart of praise. He has opened the doors of the house of the Lord. I want to open my heart to him today and just let him, Lord, have your will and your way in my life.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, you have done so much for me. Just do what you want to do in your house, Lord. May my heart be open to respond in praise and worship. May my heart be open to just respond to your word, to what you want to do in this place today in Jesus' name. Let's worship the Lord together and just anticipate that God is here and he's going to do great things, because he has done great things. And he's going to continue to do great things in his house. Let's worship the Lord together in this place.
Kingdom here, Spirit, break out. Jesus, hallelujah.
hear the breaking. I feel the shaking. The Spirit moving. Heaven's coming down. I hear the breaking. I feel the shaking. The Spirit moving. Heaven's coming down. I hear the breaking. I feel the shaking. The Spirit moving. Heaven's coming down. I hear the breaking. I feel the shaking. The Spirit moving.
Open the
beloved, let us hear. We feel the rains of your love. We feel the wind of your spirit. Now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love your presence, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated if you'd like.
Who you are,
Waymaker,
common keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
That is who you are.
That is who you are. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop 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 working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to ask these ushers to come at this time. Lord, I thank you for your presence. I thank you, Lord, for the victory that we have in your name. I thank you, Lord, for the victory that is in this house here today. Lord, I pray, Lord, you bless this offering. Bless every faithful and cheerful giver and those ones given by faith this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Every word of worship in one accord. Every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship in one accord. Every praise is to our God. Hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God.
Every word of worship,
every word of worship in one accord.
Every praise.
Hallelujah, it's to our God.
Every praise,
every
Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Every praise is to our God.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
Why don't you give Him some more praise? Every praise belongs to You, Jesus. Every praise belongs to You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Waymaker.
Right. Thank You, Jesus.
Every praise belongs to Him. He's the waymaker. He can make a way out of no way. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You.
Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. I do want to very quickly make you aware of a few things by way of announcement. Tonight, department heads meeting, those of you that are head of department, please be here tonight beginning 6 o'clock. Usually goes from about 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. We'll provide the meal for you. So all heads of department, please plan to be here tonight so that we can get our calendar set for the remainder of the year. Looking on into 2019, hard to believe that we are approaching. We're actually in the last quarter, if you will, of 2018. And so we are going to try to get dates for everything to finish up the rest of the year and to start into 2019. So we ask that you would come for that. No other PM activity here at the church tonight. But then next Sunday night, we will pick back up with the children's session downstairs and then men and women together in a session upstairs and having some more time interaction. Last Sunday night, we had a good time, man. We just spent some time in family prayer. Just had a quick object lesson, if you will, to talk about the importance of prayer being connected to the source. And then we prayed again, just had a great time in a fellowship of one another and a fellowship with the power and presence of God. And so I encourage you to be a part of that. Other events, hopefully by Wednesday, we'll have the projector, new projector hooked up, ready to go, all the things scrolling on the screen behind. And we'll have some new dates to put into all that, along with Breeze. You can go onto our church website, connect to Breeze, find out what's going on via our church calendar. And so just a lot going on. And as we finish up 2018, as I stated earlier in the first session, it's a pleasure to have a good friend of mine, Brother Greg Sims. We go way back. I was trying to remember how far back we go. I do remember I was in high school, and he was dating a girl that was in the school where I attended, Souls Harbor Christian Academy. He had a blue, was it a Nova? 66 Nova. And did it have like cream or like light interior? I'm trying to remember. Light blue. So it had light blue interior. I see you. It's part of that. That's probably my first interaction with you. I remember being in that car with you and his now wife, Lisa. But you may not know this, and I think he knows this, but I was preaching for his father down in Naples. It was still a single guy, was a singles director for the District of Florida. And they'd have me down there speaking in services. And it was that Sunday night after we stood outside. I don't even remember what restaurant it was, but I was standing outside with he and his wife, and his wife, Lisa, his better three quarters. said, you know, she told me, she said, you know who you should talk to? And I said, who's that? She said, look, I'm stumbling over my words. The memory is so, she said, you need to talk to Shannon Dupree. And I said, well, she's beautiful. And I'd be lying to say there wasn't interest there, but she's kind of young. And Lisa said something to the effect, well, she's a lot more mature for her age. You wouldn't think that she was as young as she is. Yeah. And so I just think I had borrowed my brother-in-law's his Mustang, his 5.0 Mustang, and had driven down to Naples. And I was in the Mustang on my way back, flying down the interstate, and I picked up the phone and I called my now wife, at that time Shannon Dupree, and in probably the oddest first phone conversation with a girl, I just laid it out there. I was like, listen, I'm in my mid-20s. I've dated and all that other stuff, and I feel that if you're interested in us possibly dating, you need to know I'm not just going to date you to date you. I'm in the Florida District. I have a position in the Florida District. There's going to be talk. You're young. I'm old. It is what it is. And that was at the inspiration. Your wife was instrumental in that conversation taking place on that night, which now led to the eternal bliss that is. We go way back. And one thing that we never fail to do when Brother Greg Sims and I are together is we never fail to have fun. We just enjoy being around one another. And I asked him to preach, but he said, and he may take off. If he does, you just let him go and get behind him. But I asked him to come up here and greet this congregation. Such a good friend of mine. We have so many memories. Brother Sims, come up here and greet this congregation. Love you, man.
That is funny. And what's crazy is at 12 years old, she had to get permission from her mom to even talk to him. Oh, man. We have had some great times, and I just want to tell you, you're a blessed congregation to have this family. Amen. It was a dark day in the Florida District when they left, and we served together on the youth team for countless years, probably 6, 7, 8 years. He was single on the youth team and then had to get permission from the youth board to date one of the campers. And, we almost just kicked him off. Because Nathan and Shannon, what a phenomenal couple. They preached for us. We pastored a church in Dade City for 6 or 7 years. And they came and he put up a lot of the crown molding and worked tirelessly to beautify our sanctuary. And then would come and minister. And we didn't have music. I don't play. I played the saxophone. It's kind of hard to lead song service and play the saxophone at the same time. So it was definitely a pleasure having Sister Shannon to come and when they would preach, she would lead service and our music would sound wonderful. I mean, you are blessed. You are phenomenally blessed. Now, I intentionally grew a beard in hopes that he would not ask me to the pulpit. This is only a couple days old, and it did not deter him from inviting me up here, to my chagrin. But there is something that's on my heart. And every time anyone ever asks me, or if I'm at a church and I fear that someone's going to ask me, this verse always comes to my mind. It's like my personal mantra. It encourages me. I look at it and find faith in it. I go back to it when I can't seem to find my direction. And I want to share it with you this morning and I don't know. I've got notes on the back of your visitor's card. because I intentionally didn't even study for this because I didn't want to preach. I didn't want to get up here and minister. But God has a funny way of sometimes turning what you don't want to do into something else. So I ask you this morning, has anyone ever tried to convince you? Now, think about it in the sense of a sibling, a brother or sister, someone that you get into an argument with. I had an older brother that was shorter than I, but it seems like I always came out on the rough end of any discussions. I took the rake handle to the back. I took the axe to the foot. It no matter what, I took the phone to the face. He always seemed to get the upper hand on me, and I would finally say, okay, enough. You know, I was 6 or 7 inches taller than him. You'd think I'd be able to just get, you know, do whatever I wanted to, but he had a way of making me cry uncle. Okay, you win. You've convinced me. Enough. You've been in that situation. Someone's got you pinned that, you know, they're telling you, come on, say uncle. And you're like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not giving in. You are not going to own me today. And then only for you to finally succumb to that twisting or and say, okay, enough. Enough. There is a scripture. You don't have to put on the overhead. You can do it next week. Proverbs 30, 15 and 16. The leech has two daughters. Give and give. You know, that says it all. The leech. You ever had a leech attached to you? We're from Florida. You can go swimming in a lake and come out with a couple leeches on you. The leech has two daughters. Give and give. Three things are never satisfied. Four never say enough. There's four things in life that never say, I give. Sheol, the grave. The grave is never satisfied. It wants more. It wants more. It wants to destroy. It wants to pull everything you've got into it. The barren womb, if you've known someone that has not been able to have a child. The barren womb is never satisfied. There's a hurting, a longing, a desire within a couple because they want to have a child. They want to have an offspring. And they are never satisfied because they can't do it. That womb is barren. The land is never satisfied with water. The land is constantly searching. Give me just another drop. You've seen the barrenness of a dry desert, and then when it does get some water, it flourishes, but only to desire more. It's never satisfied. It never gets to a point where it says, okay, I'm good. Because just the next day, it's thirsty again. And the fire that never says enough. A fire will consume. It will just keep consuming. It will grab at anything around it, and it will destroy it because it is never satisfied. There's never a point where these four things, Scripture says, they never get to a point where they say, okay, you can continue. I'm satisfied. But I know there is a God. That when you're struggling with something, when you're fighting against something, He can step in. And He gives pause. He gives us a moment where we can resettle ourselves. We can structure our thoughts. We can bring ourselves back to a moment in a peace and say, okay, okay, okay. I'm here. What do you want? You've convinced me. The scripture that I talked about at the beginning, the one that holds so much value for me, is found in Genesis chapter 45. I'm going to pick up at verse 25, and it says, "And they went out of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive." He's governor over the entire land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. You're crazy. That boy's dead. That boy is dead. We had his burial years ago. I held his coat. I saw the blood. That boy is dead. Don't tease me like that. Don't bring up memories and thoughts. That was my favorite boy. He was my son. I did things with him. I fished with him. I hunted with him. I made a coat for him. He's gone, and he's been gone for a long time. How dare you bring up his memory? In honor of his memory, shut your mouth. Dad, he's alive. No, it's impossible. You know how many times I knelt at that grave, and I begged God to bring him back. It's impossible that he's been torn to pieces. You brought me the coat. No, Dad, no. Listen to me, Dad. We have seen him. We talked to him. We had lunch with him. We conversed with him. Let me tell you all the things that he talked about. He talked about that time when he was a boy and you did this. Or he talked about, they began to reminisce. They said Jacob's heart fainted. He believed him not. But the next verse says, and they told him all the words of Joseph. They begin to walk down memory lane and talk about that time that you took him fishing, that time that he was with you when he saw the bear. He talked about all these things that we didn't even know, and Jacob is listening intently. Okay, there's no way that you would have known that. There's no way you would have known that. I was alone with him when that happened. It was just him and I on that bluff. There was no one else around. It was a memory that I shared only with him. They told him all the words of Joseph. And when he had said unto them, and when he had seen the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, take a deep breath. His spirit came back to life. His spirit took in its first breath in years. Someone that walked in a cloud, someone that walked in depression, someone that walked in the fury of loss. You know that moment when you haven't seen someone for a long time, and it's crazy how your spirits connect before you ever get a chance to. If you're walking up on someone that has got off of a plane or a train, or for the first time in years you haven't seen them, the moment you make eye contact, something begins to happen within your chest. Something bubbles up from the bottoms of your soul. A connection. I've not talked to you. I've not spoke to you. I've not seen you. But immediately when we make eye contact, our spirits connect. And in that moment, something that was lost, something that was dead, something that had died is now revived. Tears maybe come down. You might be not be able to control emotions because something was lost and now it's found. The spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. What's stopping you? Who are you? I'm asking you that this morning. Who are you? Who did you want to be? Who did you want to be? We all have images, thoughts, dreams, passions. I want to affect the world. I want to turn the world upside down. I want to be a pastor extraordinaire. I want to walk on water. Hey, I can dream. I want to do great things. Who are you? What have you settled for? Is this your life? Are you happy? Is this who you have you? This is the plateau. This is where you said, "Hey, I'm good right here. This is me. I have accomplished everything I set out to be. I am the pinnacle of Greg Sims. This is the master plan that God designed. This is the best it's gonna get." Or is there something gnawing at your spirit, eating at your heart, wakes you up in the middle of the night, pulls at you when no one else is around, and you have to face yourself and the failure that you made, or the loss that happened in your life, the relationship that's broken? We all have those little things that keep pulling at us and saying, "There's more. There's more." I read the rest of that, verse 28. "And Israel said," now, that's kind of funny because I don't recall Israel ever showing up in any of the verses I had read. They told him Joseph was coming and said, Jacob's heart fainted. And they told him all the words of Joseph. And the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. But I don't see any Israel in that scripture. I don't see. As a matter of fact, if you start going back in chapter 44, 43, 42, 41, 40, 39, 38, 37. Chapter 37 is where Israel lost Joseph. Israel got his new name. But after he lost his son, you won't find in those four or five chapters, seven chapters, that Israel is mentioned very often, maybe twice. And it's referring to the children of Israel. But when Israel is speaking of himself, he goes back to Jacob because that dream is dead. Who God said I was going to be, that ain't who I'm going to be, because my boy's dead. I've lost the best thing in my life. I lost the one thing that gave me purpose. I lost the thing that identified who I am. So why can I cling on to a promise from a God that can't even keep my boy? I'm going back to my old self. I'm going back to who I used to be. I'm picking up some of those sins. I'm picking up some of those habits. Because Jacob, that's who I am. I thought I was Israel. For just a moment, I really felt God that day. And I walked around and told everybody, I shook their hands. I'm Israel. I got a new name. I've been born into a new family. I was birthed into a new family. I'm somebody better than who I used to be. But that was just for a couple days. And then I remembered who I was. And I remembered the loss of my life. And I remembered the failure of my actions. And, you know, I'm better off just being Jacob. I'm better off just being Jacob. I can't live to the standard of Israel. He had dreams, and he was going to do things. Israel was going to be a great man. Israel was going to be phenomenal. That's not me. I'm Jacob. I can't make that life. I'm just Jacob. I'm just Jacob. But then his spirit. I remember now. I remember all the stories, all the things I wanted to do with my boy, all the times I wanted to walk with him, all the things that I thought that we could accomplish. It's possible again? Are you telling me I can walk with my boy again? And Israel said, "It is enough." If you have a Bible, you should highlight it, mark it, circle it. And Israel said, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I'm going to go see him before I die. What did you lose that was so powerful that it destroyed God's ability? What was taken from your life? What was pulled out of your bones, out of your marrow? What was yanked? We've all lost something, but is it so powerful that it destroyed God's ability to satisfy my soul? To satisfy my soul. God, my Savior. God, my healer. My deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. What is it going to take for you this morning to make that statement? It is enough. I am convinced I can be who He sees me to be. Who He sees me to be. Sunday school teachers. How many was in your Sunday school class? You don't have to raise your hand. Don't give me a number. Is that what you wanted to teach this morning? Was that the class size that you envisioned? Youth pastor, how many was in your youth class? Is that where you want to attain? Is it time to pat yourself on the back? Good job. I have made a difference. Are you going to grab hold of that dream? Saint, are you satisfied? Can you say it is enough in that sense that I don't need a reach anymore? Or are you going to let God birth that dream back into you and say, I can reach this world? All of the loss that I've had, I'm convinced again that God is greater. God is greater than my loss. He's greater than my failure. He can. Let's stand this morning. I ask you to lift your hands. There's a power, there's an anointing here. That same God that stepped in front of Jacob, who had given up on a life, he had given up on desires, given up on dreams, and said, I can't be that man. It's easier being Jacob. It's easier being Jacob. I can't live to that lifestyle. I can't. Lord, I can't. I can't. I can't. Just let me alone. Let me alone with my dead dream, the dead son. Just let me be Jacob. But God is here this morning saying, no, I gave you a new name. I gave you a new name. I gave you a desire, a burden. God can restore your passion. He can restore your dreams. But you got to say it's enough. You got to say it's enough. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. These altars are open. Thank you, Reverend Sims. Don't let the dream die. Let it revive in your spirit. The spirit of Israel, the spirit of Jacob revive in Israel. Say, let Israel start talking. Let Jacob grow silent. Let Israel start speaking. I've listened to the words of Jacob for so long, and they're full of doubt and despair. Tried to convince me that it's over. I want to listen to Jacob anymore. I want Israel to step forward and speak.
You give life.
And Israel, when you open your mouth for a prince, thou hast power with God. Israel, when you begin to speak, things revive. You speak life into dead things. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The spark. Somehow let the aspiration, the dream come back to life. I don't want to settle for life as Jacob when Israel wants to live. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, you only. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. You our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only.
Hallelujah. How can we lift our hands towards heaven? Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for stirring our spirit once again, God. Help us, Jesus. Speak life, God. How beautiful, God. How beautiful your word. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We serve such an awesome God. Such an awesome God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Settle for less than what you intended.
Your hand to guide us to.
Woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. So much more.
Can cleanse us.
Don't let them become complacent.
Baptize us once again.
Don't let me become convinced that this is all there is for me.
We search for you.
Don't let me listen to the voice of the enemy.
Would
keep me still and stagnant.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to.
Let me look upon the hills from whence cometh my help. Let me see the wagons that are making their way.
You can cleanse
the provision that you provide, God, to make it possible.
Baptize us once again.
And let the doubt fade.
Oh Lord, we away.
Let me be convinced.
River flow.
Spirit of Israel, be revived.
Flood our hearts again.
Hallelujah.
And quench our thirsting souls. Oh Lord, we are waiting.
Thank you, Jesus.
Would you let your river flow? Come flood our hearts again. And quench our thirsting souls. We thirst for you. We thirst for you. In a dry and barren land, we're longing for your hand to guide us through a place for you.
Lord Jesus, we love you. God, we thank you for your word. Thank you, God, for using your servant to speak into our lives. How wonderful, God, to see the way in which you work. Beautiful, God, is your word. Wondrous are your ways. Stand in awe and acknowledge how great and wonderful you are. Continue to challenge us, God. Spur us on, God, to follow your will in your way, to see the doors that you will open, God, the dimensions in which we will walk. As you guide our lives. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you for being here in service this morning. It's always proper and right to pray. If you would like to continue to do so, that's certainly all right. God bless you for being in the house of the Lord this morning. May go in the precious name of Jesus Christ.